Hi, how are you guys? I missed you. I am back. I'm back. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus to kind of collect myself and just get a clearer vision on what I'm trying to do here. If you listened to my last episode, I was really candid about some things that are going on, and because of that, I actually I started a new spiritual practice. I've also got some more branding things coming in the works. And so I have been really juggling a lot lately. And I wanted to get back to the phases and working kind of through the different topics that we cover and that we need to be practicing on a regular basis. So I believe we left off at transactional relationships under that umbrella. And I really wanted to touch bases with you guys about the roles that we play. The roles that we play in life are crucial for us to really understand and to dissect and to break down. You know, for example, I am a mother, I'm a sister, in different areas of my life, I'm the boss, I am a, you know, entrepreneur, I am a caregiver, I'm a sister. there's a lot of different roles. And because of that, you need to act accordingly for each role. Well, what does that look like? What does that even mean? Some of that comes from society. Some of that comes from our own innate instincts. Some of those come from our wants, our pleasures, our desires, our needs. And some of that comes from our delusions of what we think is right. I don't know how else to say it, but some of it is like flat out, we made it up. Okay, so I want you guys to think about all the different roles you play. And this is a fun little exercise that I do. What you want to do is, again, of course, with me, it's always get a piece of paper and a pen, okay? And you're going to write down the different roles that you play. And I say play because they're not really like who we are. They're more things that we do. And I'll get into that on another podcast. But the gist is that you're playing mommy, you're playing wife, you're playing sister, okay? So what roles do you play in your life? And once you've gotten that list pretty good, I want you to pick three words to describe who you play. Not who you wish you were, okay? It's super important that we're honest here. Three adjectives for each role to describe the role that you play. It's a little tricky first person, so take yourself out of it. And from the outside looking in, how would you describe yourself in those roles? Very important. Once you've broken that down, and you can, it will be very obvious which roles that you think you're excelling in, and then the roles that you feel like there's room for improvement. From there, I really want you to look at your relationships with the other people involved in the roles that you play. You can use this exercise for more than just the roles you play in transactional relationships. There's so many different things you can use this data for. But in this instance, if you look at the relationships that you have with the people that you're dealing with when you're in that role, when you're playing that role, and I want you to evaluate the dynamic between those relationships. Just take a peek at it and see. Does this relationship serve me? Does it not serve me? Is it uplifting me? Is it depleting me? Is it transactional? If you didn't listen to the other podcast, you know, there's a whole podcast covering that. So once we can understand the dynamics that we have and the roles that we play, then we can be very decisive about who we want to show up as. We can change the narrative. If you're looking, for example, if you say mother, right? A role that I play is mother. And then as the mother, the three adjectives I would use to describe are nurturing, impatient, and supportive. I don't know. That's kind of nurturing though. Let's see. I'm just gonna stick with supportive because that's all I got right now. Okay, so nurturing, I guess nurturing as far as like physical needs, right? And then supportive with emotional needs. There we go. I cleaned it up. All right, so those are my three adjectives. Now, who am I a mother to? Okay, I'm a mother to my plants. And I'm a mother to my child, my son. Is that a transactional relationship? Kind of. That's another story. It's a relatively healthy relationship. And it's not transactional in the sense of a negative sense, but it is transactional, okay? So what do I like about our relationship and what don't I like about our relationship? Well, I don't like the fact that I'm describing myself as impatient, right? So why do I feel like I'm impatient? Am I really impatient? Let me ask the person that I'm in that relationship with. So I can't ask my plants, but I can ask my child and say, do you think that mommy is, you know, takes her time with you? Or do you think mommy gets mad too easily? And, you know, the kids are honest, which I love children because they don't sugarcoat things. And so they'll tell you, you know, and then you can get a good gauge. And then you can ask the questions on how to make that better. And then you can choose to show up as a more patient parent and see how that brings a level of peace and joy into your spirit. All right. So that is just an example of how that would work out. Now, some of us play roles that aren't societal, that society would frown upon, right? So some of us play the role as like mistress. Okay, that's one of your roles. It's completely transactional. But do you like the way that that's working out for you? Do you like the person that you're showing up as? Does this relationship serve you? Once you start asking those questions, you can move in a way to where you're not feeling powerless. You should feel empowered in every role that you play in your life. I truly believe that if you feel empowered in the roles that you play in your life and the relationships that you have with other people, if you feel empowered, then you will live a happier existence. Your experience will have that burden lifted off of it. It is possible. And sometimes it's not about just an overnight boom change like that. These are relationships we're talking about. You know, some of these shifts to empowerment will take years. You know, so just a little food for thought. A couple of exercises for you guys to try out. Let me know what you think. You can always, always, always email me at prioritizeourpassions with an S at outlook.com or DM me on Instagram is where I hang out the most these days. I am in the process still of setting up everything so that this is its own living, breathing community. But right now we have a address on Instagram.com. So look for Pop Goals on Instagram.com and I will chat with you guys later. Bye.